Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Okay, time out. You're gonna let your budget be the boss of you? Take control with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay for car insurance, and we'll help you find options that fit your budget. Here's some music to get you pumped. Da-dum-da-dum-da-dum-da-dum-dang-dang. I hear your budget laughing at you. Oh, wait, that's just those kids laughing at me. Ignore them!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some nights I stay up, casting in my padlock. Some nights I call it a draw.
Welcome to Sherry's World, broadcasting live on the Blog Talk Radio Network.
Some nights I wish they'd just fall off.
If you'd like to talk to Sherry, dial 914-803-4365. And now, here's your host, Psychic Sherry.
Hello, everybody. I am the G-Man here for Sherry's World on the Blog Talk Radio Network. I want to welcome everybody here and hope you had an awesome Halloweeny. Before we get started with the show, I want to tell you a little bit of how we roll. When I call you onto the switchboard, I will say your area code. And I'll say, for example, area code 317. Tell me your name, where you're calling from, and a little bit about your weather. And what that's going to do, it's going to allow Sherry to get into your energy and be able to give you whatever message that Spirit has for you today. We do want to put out that Sherry's World is for entertainment purposes only. Also, when we bring you online with us, we want to make sure that you have all your external speakers turned down. No speakerphone or anything like that. That's just going to make the audio that much better between us and you. And, you know, all that feedback stuff that will happen if you have those speakers on. Let's see, what else do I got for you? We are going to be broadcasting live over on the Quantum Radio Network, quantumradionetwork.com. And with that being said, without further ado, here's your host, Psychic Sherry.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Greg. How's it going?
It is going good. Also, I want to say, too, when you guys get on and Sherry starts giving you these mini reads, they're going to be about 5 minutes apiece. And then what's going to happen is at that 5 minutes, we'll, of course, move on to the next caller. But if you're wanting more from Psychic Sherry, you can go over to psychicsherry.org, and that's S-H-A-R-I.org, and you can schedule and book right there on that website. All right.
Awesome.
Yeah, doing really good. The weather's
good.
Kind of crappy, but, you know, it is what it is. It's November for the low. In November.
Well, I must say, it's been raining here all day as well, but it's better than yesterday for Halloween. Halloween was actually good. Our trick-or-treaters got to come. It was dry, and then towards the end, it started raining, which made everything come to a screeching halt. But
it
was good. I still had like 175, 200 trick-or-treaters. So it was fun.
Right.
It's my favorite time of the year.
I do like Halloween myself. We just didn't do much this year. They did Halloween a day early here. And they're saying
they did that in Lawrence, Indiana, too.
Right. Well, you know, we're it's going to be raining tomorrow on the kids, so we don't want them out running around in the rain. I'm thinking to myself, you know what? When we were kids, we were out rain, snow, bitter cold temperature. Warm temperatures. I mean, I remember having to wear a winter coat, a big, heavy winter coat over our little Halloween costumes, which totally sucked for being that age and wanting, you know, I want everyone to see what I'm dressed as.
Everybody
to
see your costume.
Yeah,
and you know,
right?
It's funny. I remember those days, too, because the kids today have it made because they have the plastic Walmart or Kroger bags. We had the brown paper sacks or else a pillowcase. If you took the brown paper sack and it rained, it was not going to end well because your candy.
It seemed
to rain every Halloween when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Or so I remember. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I don't like that change in the day.
Yeah, me either. Me either. I always hated
you just got a. Hated what?
The snow.
Yeah,
trick or treat, going out. What in the hell? Yeah, that kind of sucked. But,
it
you know. Now they won't give
you
candy.
If you want the candy that bad, you just have to.
Right. Well, see, I go out now.
Act like you're a mailman.
Send me away. I don't understand it. It could be that I'm 48 year old man and gray hair, but I mean, still. Right. So anyway.
Yeah, it's still fun.
So tell everyone about your excursion that you took.
Yes, it wasn't on Halloween. It was last weekend. I went on a haunted train, and I was one of the psychics and mediums. There were only three of us, and I had my own car. And on the car, I had maybe 50 to 60 people. But I did not realize that when the train started and they turned the lights down, because I was to walk around and give messages, I didn't realize the train was going to be rocking back and forth. It was so bad that I was bouncing from, I had to hold on to all the seats. I get seasick really bad. And I thought, if I get seasick, I'm going to have to lay down on the floor.
Right.
But I was kind of panicking my first couple of readings, but then I powered through it, and it went really well. I gave about 40 reads and came off of that. And that, really fun. I dressed up as a witch, and I don't think that they told the people that there was going to be a psychic doing the train.
Oh, really?
So they were, I don't think they had any idea. They knew they were going to go to a certain place, get a ghost story, and then go into a haunted hotel. But they had no idea that on their train ride that there would be a witch or a psychic that would come up to them and give them messages. So they were just blown away. It was really fun. After that, we'd come out of there, and then us three mediums and psychics went into the, I guess not the cafeteria cart. I don't know what they call it. The dining cart or the dining car, and gave messages for the people that paid a little bit extra. All of this money went to a charity for children who, if they lost any limbs, what is that called? I can never say that. If you lose your arm and you need an arm, what is that called?
Prosthesis.
Yes. All of that money that everybody paid to get on this train went to a charity for children who couldn't afford that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It was a win-win. Yeah, it was just wonderful. It was a great time. It was a long day. I didn't get home till like 1 in the morning, 12:30, 1 in the morning. But it was really fun, and it was a great experience. I love dressing up. So it was just a win-win. And being able to help those children. You don't think about things like that, but if something like that happens to you, anything medical is expensive. And to be able to think that you could help a child get a leg to where he could walk or an arm,
totally. There we go.
So what, anything else, switching gears, it was great. But anything else about you, anything fun and exciting or?
No, nothing. I have
sometimes
absolutely.
That's good.
Right? And I don't mind.
Sometimes
less
is more.
Need a break of things there for a while. And, had a couple of weeks where everything was go, 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 go. And it's just like, okay. My wife went out of town last week before last, came home, got sick. So she was sick for a week. So, and then this week.
Is she better now? I remember you saying that.
Everyone's getting better. Went and had a flu shot, and I've felt like total butt for the last 2.5-3 days. But that's pretty much all we got going down here. That and the weather. The weather
that's
is
all right. Sometimes neat. I know. It makes me tired. It has been spitting rain and just downpour. Spitting rain, downpour all day.
Right. It has been. So we're coming down to, up to taking phone calls. I think we're ready to jump right into that. What do you think?
I think you're right.
All right. So this is what we're going to do. remember, when I bring you on, I'll say your area code. I'll ask you your name, your number, and tell us a little bit about your weather. And if you guys are liking what you're hearing and you want to have more, if you get on and get a read from Sherry, you can go to psychicsherry.org. That's SHARI.org. And you can schedule right there on that page. And we're going to go caller 770. Tell me your name, where you're calling from, and a little bit about your weather.
My name is Shanika. I'm calling from Georgia, and it's raining here.
Okay. Hi, Shanika. I'm in your
Hi.
Energy. I'm going to go ahead and start the timer. These are five-minute little mini reads.
Okay.
It's raining here as well. As I get into your energy, it does feel a little low to me, but I don't think it's just because of the rain.
Okay.
I feel that you are being pulled in a lot of different directions, and it could be from family members. I'm seeing children around you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you around? These are smaller children, like your children or grandchildren?
I am around kids, but they're not mine.
Okay, because I just feel like you're, I feel a lot of activity around you with children.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that your team, when I say your team, this is your angels and your spirit team, one thing that they're talking to me about is children that are around you, they watch every move that you make, whether you know it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that they do, and your team is asking me to watch how you react when things don't go well. Because children sit back and they're very good at being observers.
Mm-hmm.
And they are watching you when something doesn't go well. Not that you cuss and all this and that, or get angry, because believe me, I tend to do things like that too. I'm a work in progress, but they're saying these children that are around you like to mimic themselves. You're a role model for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like you're some sort of a teacher, but these children look up to you, and
okay.
Your team, yeah, and your team is, and some of them are beautiful little souls. There's what is there? Are you around a little boy?
No.
Who are you around? Why am I seeing children around you?
Two girls. One is 9, and one is 11.
And these are your children?
No, my friends, my friend kids.
Okay. Because I'm just seeing children. I see a little boy around you.
I do have a son. He's 16.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I have kids too, and two daughters.
All right. These are younger children, though.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all right. I don't know why I'm getting pulled in the. When you said I have a son, and I'm like, are you taking me back to when this the son was younger?
Mm-hmm.
Is your son a lot like you?
Yes, he is.
And the way he reacts to things.
Yes.
Okay. I feel like I'm in your. They threw me into your son's energy, and when they do that. It's funny because I don't know where these reads are going, but when they throw me into a direction like this, this is what needs addressed right now. What is your son's first name?
Kermit.
What is it?
Kermit, like the frog.
Okay, that's what I thought you said, Kermit. Okay, that's fun. Okay, so I'm getting pulled into his energy. I feel that he needs your assistance now. He needs some help. Is this making sense to you?
Yes, it does.
And he's at what we're going to call a crossroads. And when I get into his energy and I'm not invading his privacy, what I do is I go to his higher self and he's letting me in a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, my heart my heart sinks when I get into his energy.
Mm-hmm.
He's being pulled in a lot of different directions.
Mm-hmm.
He feels like he's got a lot of energy, and he's getting pulled everywhere. When I get into his energy, I feel like I am in 1,000 pieces. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't quite know which way to go or where to turn.
Mm-hmm.
And he's kind of lost his direction. Does this make sense?
Yes, it does.
And the reason I brought up the little boy is because he had the most beautiful eyes as a little tiny boy. And they pulled me back to that. I don't want to get too far in because we only have a minute left on this. It went off, but I'm going to go over it just a bit. It pulled me back to when he was a little boy. And here, what my team does with me is they take me back to the point of inception, to the point to where we need to go back and maybe do a little bit of energy work, so to speak. This child, when I get into his Kermit's energy, he feels like he's been on an emotional roller coaster ride lately. And yeah, he needs to know that he's loved.
Okay.
He needs to know that you are in his corner, regardless of what he does, regardless of what happens. He needs to know whatever he does that mom's going to love him. Does this make sense?
Yes.
So this is what your team has brought up. I know this was very short. But just with this little bit of information, if you just let it be known, however you show your love to your children, let him know that you will always stand by him. Let him know you'll always be there for him.
Okay.
And this can alter his timeline and help him to make different decisions.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
One last thing your team would like for me to tell you is that it's fixing to be harvest time for you. And when they tell me that, this means that there has been a lot of good deeds that you have done that you think that nobody ever noticed. But your team and your angels want me to tell you that good things are going to start to happen to you.
Yes.
Because you also have been down a rocky road, haven't you?
Yes.
But they want me to tell you, did you get cold chills because your angels are giving you hugs? They want me to tell you that don't give up hope because it's always not about somebody else. You don't always have to try to fix somebody else because you're sick of that.
Yes.
And yeah. But they want me to tell you, your ship is getting ready to come in. And that's the words that I hear.
Yes.
And you've been waiting for it, haven't you?
Yes.
So they want me to tell you, don't think that candle's blown out because there is still hope. And it is getting ready. And I see it very close. So opportunities of joy and happiness and opportunities are getting ready to open up for you.
Yes.
So with that being said, thank you. I know these are little mini reads. I hope you enjoyed your reading. You're welcome.
Great. Thank you for calling, Shanika. You have a great day. All right. If you guys are digging what you're hearing, remember, you can go over to psychicsherry.org, and Sherry is spelled Sherry.org, and you can book right there on the website. And it has all the information, all the pertinent information right there on that page. Area code 312, what's your name, where are you calling from, and tell us a little bit about your weather.
Hi, my name's Karen. I'm calling from Chicago. My weather out here, it's about 50 degrees, damp and cloudy.
Okay. Hi, Karen. I'm in your energy. I'm going to go ahead and start the timer. As I get into your energy, we love if you move your body and dance. Now, you may not like to dance. Do you do any type of yoga or body movement work?
No. I have wanted to for a long time, but I just haven't gotten around to it.
Okay. Your team wants me to tell you, it doesn't mean that you have to join a gym and pay all this money, because if you ask me, I know a lot of people that do yoga. To me, I think it's got a little expensive. You can kind of do these moves all by yourself in your living room for free. And it can be 5 minutes. You don't have to commit a whole hour to hot yoga. This is so funny. Your team is funny. Because you have a lot of stuck energy in your body, and not that you're broken, because a lot of us do. Everybody has stuck energy unless you make the intention to release it. So your team is asking you to just do little tiny moves. You can get on YouTube or Google yoga moves. We like yoga for you, but we also like, there's something about when things are structured for you that you don't really care for. They throw me into like your school. If you're to be sitting in a schoolroom and you have to do this and you have to do that, then you got to go to this class. Doesn't really work well for you. You like to be a little bit more of a free spirit. This is where the dancing comes in. We love if you can, although you're very intelligent, your team says. And there's something about numbers. They just bring up numbers for me, for you. Is there a need for you to make a budget?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
Yes, because that's what they're saying now. Because they're telling me there's a need for you to tighten the belt, so to speak, because there's a lot of money, loose money is what they call it. There's a lot of money that you don't have to spend, but you spend it unconsciously. So they're saying if you could write a budget, then you can pull in a lot of, you can save a lot of money, unnecessary spending. Does this make sense?
Yes.
And not only is your team talking about being conscious about being present about spending money, but you're going to start to be present about a lot of different things in your life. You're eating. I don't know if you eat in front of the television or if you eat in the car, if you eat on the go. Your team is going to try to work with you a bit if you will allow them. You have to give them the okay, and you have to ask, because on this earth we have free will, so your angels, about being conscious about eating, because I don't know if this has worked for you yet or not, but it's going to, about you're not going to eat as much food, and you're not going to have as much unconscious eating. Does this make sense?
Yes. Yes.
Because you eat, you're like me. I'll eat things and I'll be like, holy cow. You know, I grab into the bottom of the barrel and I'm like, did I just eat all that? I didn't even know I just ate that whole thing. Because I'm multitasking. Because they say that's what you do. You're a leader. You're very good at multitasking. But you get on autopilot on a lot of things. You're going to start to find that if you make... It's a very subtle change to where you can make that change to where you're not on autopilot. You will find that everything in your life starts to just shift. You won't eat as much. You're going to start to feel better. You're tired a lot of times. Mm-hmm. They show me you wake up and you're tired.
Yes.
Even when you've slept for what we think is 8 hours or more.
Yes.
You could sleep for 12 hours a day, couldn't you?
Yes.
I could, too. I get it. I totally get it. You're burning the candle at both ends of the stick. In one way, they're telling me that one thing your team is telling me, focus on the now. You're throwing yourself, you're worrying. You're in fear about the future and draining your energy. A lot of the things that you worry about are never going to cease to exist. Does this make sense to you?
Yes, yes.
You carry a lot of energy in your shoulders. My shoulders are bothering me when I'm talking to you because that's what I'm supposed to do. I allow my team to let me feel you. It's funny because you feel like you're going, and you're getting a lot of stuff done, but yet at the end of the day, you feel like you've done nothing. I feel like my feet are stuck in quicksand, but yet but you've been running all day. Does this make sense?
Yes, yes.
It's because throw yourself into the now. Don't worry about yesterday. Don't worry about tomorrow. Just think about what you're doing right now. Funny thing how your whole life will pan out. Put it out to the universe, what it is that you want. I wish I had more time with you because our timer went off.
Okay.
Yeah. So I guess if we had to give you one thing here, you're not broken. You're going through a lot of changes right now. A lot of things are getting ready to shift for you. And it makes you nervous. I feel your anxiousness. I feel your anxiety. You're anxious inside and you don't even know why. It's because your subconscious is realizing that you're getting ready. A lot of things are getting ready to change because you're vibrating higher. Things are going to start to open up for you. But you're getting ready to go into the unknown and you don't like that because you like to be controlling. Not that that's wrong. I do the same thing. You like to control things, don't you?
Yeah.
And here's where the anxiety is coming in. Because you want a change, but yet you're not willing to change unless you can see what that change is. And then you want to be able to say whether I want that change or not. Your team is saying, it doesn't work that way. You either surrender. If you want to change, you're going to have to depend on us to lead you to where it is you need to go. Here's where the problem is. It's not a problem, but here's where the little hiccup is. You have to be able to surrender. You put it out to your team, the universe, God, the angels, whatever, what it is that you want. So you have to let them bring it to you. You can't sit there and analyze it and say whether you want it or not. You want to change, period. Throw it out to the universe and whatever happens, just roll with it. Whether you think it's good or not, it'll end up better than what you could ever have thought. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Does that help you?
That helps me. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Good. You're welcome. So thank you for calling into the show, and hope to talk to you again one day.
Yes, yes. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome.
The web address is psychicsherry.org. I'll get it out. SHARI.org. You can book a read right there on the landing page if you guys are digging what you're hearing. And we're going to push right on to the next call. Area code 7. Wait, here it goes. Area code 772, what's your name, where are you calling from, and tell us a little bit about your weather.
Hi, I'm Martha. I'm calling from Florida. Weather is very nice here.
What is your first name?
Martha.
Okay. I'm in your energy. I'm going to go ahead and start the timer here just a bit. And as I scan your body and I get into your energy field, I do feel that there is stuck energy. I start at the top of the head and I kind of scan down. I do get stuck in the throat chakra. I am no doctor. When I say I get stuck in the throat chakra, I'm not talking the physical body. I am talking the energetics around you.
Mm-hmm.
There is a lot of times where they show me that in the past you have been a doormat for people, that you tend to bite your tongue and you don't stand up for yourself. Sometimes it's easier that way. Does this make sense?
Yes.
Because they show me that there is a need for boundaries. There is a need for you to stand up for yourself. If you go back through all of your relationships, whether it be with a partner or just a friendship, or even with family members, to where it didn't end well, if you go back to that, each situation, your team is telling me that you saw the red flags coming way in advance, but you didn't want to say anything or do anything because you didn't want to ruffle anybody's feathers, because it's easier that way, isn't it?
Yes. In the short term.
You've always been. Yes, you've always been that way, even as a little girl.
Yes.
You figure that you'll just go ahead and keep your mouth shut and hope and kind of brush things under the rug, hoping that things will get better, because you don't want to hurt other people's feelings.
Mm-hmm.
You do tend to pick up on other people's energy, and here is where you get twisted up. Even if you're right and they are wrong, you still feel their anger or their sadness, and then you'll just jump on their bandwagon. Does this make sense?
Yes.
Your team is begging you to take a step back and to just stand up for yourself. All of the people that you have encountered in your lifetime, there is no one that is better than you. There is nobody that is lesser than you. We are all equal. You have a right to stand up for what you believe in and for what you think. And there's a nice way to say no. There's a nice way to say your opinion, because they don't have any problem telling you their opinion. I feel you are a magnet for people who stomp all over you. Does this make sense?
Well, less now, but yes, I'm still a little bit in that space, less, because I'm aware and conscious and I'm healing a lot of that, but I'm still afraid of losing the people if I stand up to them. And I'm working on the fear of abandonment, because that stops me from standing up.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I can do it, but not fully, yeah.
Yes. And your team is saying you're not going to progress. I feel like a runner or a horse that's getting ready to just bust out of the gates and make a run for it. You feel like you want to, but this is what has been holding you back, is not being able to stand up for yourself. And think you're going to lose people, but your team wants me to tell you it's going to be the exact opposite, because they're going to see a shift in you, and they're going to say, wow, they're going to see you in a different light. They're actually going to have more respect for you. They're actually going to think, you're so intelligent, but you don't even give yourself a chance in a conversation or in a debate, but you're so intelligent. And when you do stand up, people are going to take a step back and go, holy cow, I had no idea that she could run this deep, that she could think this outside of the box. You're very good at that. You're very good at being the neutral party. You're very good at seeing both sides of the coin.
Mm-hmm.
This is what people will love about you, but you're hiding it. Somehow you're trying to not shine. That's the beauty. That is the best part about you, is that you're able to see both sides of the coin and express it in a nice way. And people around you, when you do that, and you are going to be able to do that. Now, how long it's going to take, that's going to be up to you. But when you do, you think you're going to lose friends or people? Uh-uh. Your team says you're gonna have a bigger crowd around you, because they're going to be in awe at what comes in out of your mouth, because they're going to have no idea that you've run that deep, and that you're so neutral. You're like a referee. People are going to want to hear what you have to say, because they will realize that it comes from your heart. Does this make sense?
Yes. Yes. I come from my heart, and yes, my throat chakra is something I've been working on for a while, and I know I have still blogs, and now I'm getting something that is new, that is panic attacks, which affects my heart and my head, and it's very scary, and I feel
that's the fear.
Yeah, it is tremendous fear
that
I feel. I didn't even know I had that.
Stepping out and shining.
Right, that's the fear that was hidden and it's coming out, but it's scaring me. The fear scares me. It's so intense that it scares me. And then I'm scared of the fear, and then I get the panic attacks, and I get scared of the attacks, and the panic and the fear, and it becomes a horrible situation, which I've never had in my life before.
You don't have to wait until you're in a full-blown panic attack. You can feel it coming on. I can feel it. It's like your heart starts to flutter real fast.
Yes.
Once you feel like it's starting to come on, then do you work with any guides, or do you work with God, or do you work with Source?
Yes.
Or
I do have my guides. Yes.
Angels. Perfect.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Once you feel that panic coming on, call on all your team and say, I can feel it. I can feel it. I need help. Come to me. Surround me. I need help. Once they pull in, then say, help me to understand what I need to learn here. Why am I panicking? You may not get the answer right then, but if you ask, they will stop at nothing to give you the answer. You may not get the answer for a week later, but it'll come to you. They know you're working with them. They're pushing you. They're pushing you out of that comfort zone. They're pushing you out of that box. It's like you're in a little circle around you, and you don't want to go out of that circle because then your circle is comfort, and they're pushing you. Once they push you, and then you have a panic attack, step back in the circle. You don't want to be in the spotlight, and your team says it's ready. You're ready to be in the spotlight. There are people that you need to help with your words, and you got to get over this fear because you can't help them in your little tiny box. They want you to work with more people. In your mind, you know that there's going to be one day where you're going to be speaking in front of crowds of people. You've seen this, haven't you? This is why you're having a panic attack.
Right.
You're okay.
Right.
Because the reason why is because in a past life, just like me, I was a psychic and medium. It didn't end well for me. You know, I got all my fingers broke. I got my eyes gouged out. Just like with you, we bring that into this earth. You were a helper, a healer on the other side, and you're a healer on this side. Do you feel, I'm getting cold chills. These are the angels coming in. They're holding you.
Yes.
You have a big team from the spirit world coming in. So when you have that fear, thank you, Irene. She's my girl from the spirit world. When you feel that fear, don't think of it as fear. Think of it as excitement. When I used to have to get up and perform on platform in front of 50 people, I would be a nervous wreck. I thought I'd have diarrhea. I felt like I was having a heart attack. But I told myself, no, I'm not scared. I'm excited. Your body can't tell the difference between fear or excitement. So when that panic attack starts to come up with you, then you say, I'm excited because I know that my team is pushing me out, because I've seen the visions where I'm going to get out and start to help bigger masses of people. You already know you're going to do it. It's in your potential timeline because I can see it.
Yes. Yes,
so does this help you? Does this make you feel better?
Yes. I mean, it's a confirmation and the piece of the fear, because I was so scared that I'm just in those panic attacks, I'm just going to die, you know, like it's like
you're not
it's the end
die.
And I'm going to die unfulfilled, not doing what I'm supposed to, which is standing to my light, you know, stepping up to my power, and I haven't done it. So, I mean,
don't
I'm working
yourself
on
up.
Okay.
It's, you know what, it's not, if I had a dime for every time that I've been on this spiritual journey for 10 years, and if I had a dime for every time throughout that 10 years that I thought I should be further than what I am, I should be a better psychic, I should be a better medium, I should be a better healer, I'd be a millionaire. You can't skip grades. You gotta walk through the coals. And that's where you're at right now. You're just walking through the fire. We all gotta walk through the fire to get to the other side. You're right on target. Your team says she's actually ahead of the game.
Okay.
So you keep doing what you're doing. Because I see you. Your team is showing me your potential timeline. You will stand up. They call it in groves of people. People will gather around you to hear what comes out of your mouth. So when you feel that panic attack coming, don't tell yourself, oh, my God, I'm scared. Tell yourself, thank you, Lord. Thank you, angels, because I feel the excitement. I feel my heart pounding 1,000 beats a minute. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, angels. I'm so grateful to serve. Show me where I need to go. Did you feel when I talked that the angels just come all around you?
Yes, I feel more calm. I feel that, okay, that my heart is expanding. My heart chakra is also has to shift. And yes, accept the joy and the abundance and the power, you know, the self-empowerment. And yes, and that's what I think I'm doing, shifting to my heart chakra and healing it. So, but yes, you're right. I cannot do it alone, and I need to count on them. Like I do count on them, but maybe at those moments I feel abandoned instead of taking care of.
Of course you do. We all feel abandoned. We played that game when we came to this earth. When we separate, we played the game like we're separate from God, and that we're separate from each other. That's the beauty of this earth. It's tough. On the other earth, we can't play that game because we know we're all connected to God and we know we're all connected to each other. But on this earth, we all get lonely because we think we're all alone. But we're not. We're not alone. Mm-hmm. Don't ever think for one second you're alone.
I actually know that.
So,
but I forget it. But
perfect. So you keep doing what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And one last thing, and then we're going to get off here. One last thing your team is saying is write down how you feel. Write down and put the date on it. Be sure to put the date. Because then they said, we're going to love when you, 5 years from now, when you go back and read some of the things you have written, the date, which time is just an illusion, but the date will be a marker for you as to how far you've come. And if you would have been writing a journal 5 years ago, if you were to look back, you'd be like, holy cow, I feel like I'm not going that far. But if you look back 5 years, look how far you've come 5 years from now.
I do journal, so yeah, it's true. I see like it's true. It's another world, and I heard that from my guides. They said, "You are ready to give this. You're ready not to give this away, like not to have it anymore. Even if you don't believe it, it's gonna happen. Like you'll see. And if you not too far, not too long from now, you're gonna find out that when you look back, you don't even have this anymore. The fear."
Right.
And it seems, I'm like, yeah, right. I don't know if that's possible. And they're like, you'll see. It is possible.
You will. And if I have to wrap this up because our show's getting ready to end. And the one word that they tell me for you is surrender.
Surrender.
You have a hard time surrendering. When you surrender to your guides and the angels, that is when your life will, that's when you'll be able to step outside of that circle. So thank you so much for calling in. I hope
you.
This was a help to you.
Very, very much. Bless you, and thank you so much.
You're welcome. Right. Thank you for calling in.
Have a good one. Bye-bye. All right, you guys, we are coming up to the end of the show, but if you're liking what you're hearing, remember, you can go over to psychicsherry.org, and that's SHARI.org, and you can book a read and pay for all that right on that webpage. And remember, you can join us next week as well, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 Central, here on the Blog Talk Radio Network for Sherry's World. And we are out of time, so we are out of here. Remember, join us next week. And you guys take care, and thank you for being here with us.
Bye, everybody. Thanks, Greg. Thanks, everybody, for calling in and listening.
Bye. Right? Thank you for joining us tonight for Psychic Sherry here on Blog Talk Radio. You can check Sherry out again next week, 6 Eastern, here right on the Blog Talk Radio Network.
Get to Old Navy. This Saturday only, get frost-free jackets for the family for $20. Plus, Sunday is National Rockstar Day. Rockstar jeans are just $15 for women, $10 for girls at Old Navy and oldnavy.com. Jackets valid 11-3, Rockstar jeans valid 11-4.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Oh, what a great audience. Let's dim the lights for this next one. Nope, too much. Ah, there it is. Got to get things just right. Like Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay, and we help you find coverage options that fit your budget. And now, the mood is right. Wait, the lights are back on again. Trudy, can you? And now it's completely dark.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.